Good morning, and a special good morning to Tina Koumarianis, who's here from Rathdrum. Tina, morning.
Good morning. How are you today, Declan?
Good morning, and you're sorting out all the problems, I see.
I certainly am. We've been very lucky in Rathdrum. We've had thunderstorms and rain, so we're okay. We're doing very well down in Rathdrum at the moment for the rain.
Very good. Okay, well, thank you for coming along, and asktinak@gmail.com is the email, and let's go into our questions. Tina is going to give us the answers to today. Hello, Tina. I have a friend who's been out of work since leaving university last year. She has been offered a part-time job lap dancing in a city club. Is this an option she should pursue? I don't think so myself. Do you know anything about this line of work, please?
Well, no. Personally, no. Having been blessed with a body where anything destined for my chest travelled south, making for a more comfortable seat, my body wasn't designed for that kind of work. What I do know is, this is not a pretty woman scenario where the girl gets showered with expensive gifts and clothes by a Hollywood film star while staying at Dublin's finest hotels. These clubs are mostly, from what I'm told, populated with sleazy gents or overexcited youths. And either way, not exactly how you want to spend your working day. Now, I do know there are some perfectly lovely girls working in these clubs to make good money, because an acquaintance of my daughter was one of them. But I would worry about the ability to move on without hassle when she wanted to leave that employment or being stalked. Those are the two things that would really worry me. Also, if the money is too attractive, she may just give up on the whole idea of starting a career which she studied for so hard, and in a few years from now, when her looks and figure may not be quite what they were, and the young ones are pulling in the cash, how is she going to explain to a future employer why she doesn't have references for jobs in whatever she studied for? At the end of the day, it's her life and her decision. You are just her very good friend who's worried about her welfare. You can ask her to hang on in there to try and get an internship in whatever she was studying for in college in the hopes that it will pay off in the form of a full-time job, or at the very least, you know, she'd get good training for the future. In the meantime, there are supposed to be plenty of jobs available in hospitality and the travel industry. Or sign up with a temp agency. I did it and it was brilliant years ago. You know, you could skip from, if you didn't like what you were doing, go on to the next one. She can get some experience and money while she waits to find the right job. With all the study she put in and the university degree under her belt to launch her in life, please ask her not to go lap dancing, regardless of the money. I think, you know, long term, she'd be much better off trying to get work in what she studied for. Yeah,
that would last her for the future.
Exactly, yes. Yeah. Excuse me.
Okay, whatever attractions are could disappear as well over time.
That's it, yeah. And, you know, if she wanted to leave early and whoever was running the club didn't want her to, you don't know. I'm not au fait with that world, but anyway.
Hi, Tina. I have found myself pregnant to a guy I fancied for a long time. I thought he'd be pleased, but when I told him the news, now he wants nothing to do with me or the baby that we were expecting. How can I make him realise that from now on, he must be more responsible?
Well, you know what? When I read this, I did pages on it, and then I reeled myself in, and I cut a lot out of it. But, you know, you say he must be more responsible. That's a bit good coming from you. You don't sound like either of you have been very responsible. I'm just wondering what on earth made you think he would be pleased with your news. Had he discussed how he would love to become a father and spend the rest of his days with you? I'm actually guessing not by his response. Remember, some men, no, not all, but some men aren't the brightest when reading a woman's mind. And this unsuspecting guy probably thought you were on the pill or some other form of contraception, as most ladies who don't want to become pregnant are. Didn't the two of you ever discuss the subject of contraception? And if not, why not? Was something so extremely life-changing? Even when married or in a very, very stable relationship, there is always the possibility of being left literally holding the baby if things don't work out. And it's bloody hard work. I know. It happened to me, you know, and because my husband was working abroad in a country that didn't have a reciprocal agreement with Ireland, there was no maintenance. So it's a horror show. And you got to think of all those things. But back to you. From time to time, I've had emails from women asking me if I thought having a baby would bring their relationships back together. No. Sleepless nights, dirty nappies, screaming, crying babies, the terrible twos and the inevitable expense it brings are not the things dreams are made of. You need a very, very strong base before you start any of that, trust me. In fact, I've known really solid relationships that have been brought to the brink and beyond by the arrival of a baby. Not every time, but sadly sometimes. Jealousy, funnily enough, is another stumbling block where the partner is not happy with the amount of time spent on the new baby when up until its arrival, they were always considered number one. If he is in denial, you will need to arrange a paternity test after the baby's born to arrange for maintenance. Going forward, and I really give you this advice wholeheartedly. Please don't inflict yourself and the baby on him if he doesn't want it. Yes, I know it takes two to tango, but I think the best you can hope for now is maintenance for the baby and not a lot else, sadly. It doesn't sound to me like this guy you liked so much wants to play happy families with you. And to try to trap him in a relationship he wants no part of can only end in unpleasantness and tears for the three of you. I've known quite a few ladies who found themselves on their own with a baby, and it's worked out really well for them. And they say they wouldn't be without their child for all the money in the world. So, to finish up, I'm sorry your dream didn't work out for you, but remember, in this day and age, with so many contraceptive options readily available and the morning after pill so readily available, no one actually needs to get into this situation if they really don't want to. Taking that chance is a very risky business. Just saying.
Are you putting it all on her?
Well, you know, I really fancied him. I thought he'd be happy. She didn't discuss any of this stuff.
But I tell you, you know what it was like when you couldn't get contraceptives in Ireland.
I did, 1971, and I got them. I went to a doctor here in Bray.
Well, but the thing was that in up to even 1980s, you'd always say, is this safe? Always.
You'd always say, oh, yes, this is safe.
But this guy didn't ask that.
No, listen, like he gave a damn. He was getting free samples. I don't think he really cared whether... I think the two of them were extremely silly. I think, as she says, she really fancied him for a long time, and she hoped that it would all be happy families and he'd be delighted. And these things, you're taking a hell of a risk. They don't always work out. And in this case, they haven't. Your man wants nothing to do with it. And she is literally left holding the baby. It's not the worst thing in the world. But she will always have a connection to this guy. He may go on and marry somebody else and have children, but he'll still be that child's father. And that is what you have to think about. And your main thing is to think about this baby and this child going forward. No rage. I know people who have raging arguments and their children come to my house and they are nervous. These little kids are nervous wrecks because of the relationship their estranged parents have. And it's so sad to see. You know, so you've got to think beyond you and what you wanted. That hasn't worked out. So you've got to really think going forward. Now you have to think about the baby. Forget about you. It didn't work. Moving on, you've got to think of this baby and its best interests.
Okay. I tell you what, we'll take a break because I'm looking at the time here.
Oh, yeah.
Break behind. So we'll come back in a second with Tina Koumarianis, our Agony Aunt, on The Morning Show at East Coast FM.
At AIB, we know how difficult finding the right home can be. The patience, resilience and belief you hold on to at every house viewing. But when you finally do find the right home, AIB can make the mortgage part easier. Our green mortgage is available when you buy an energy-efficient home. Find out more at AIB.ie. AIB, we back belief. Lending criteria, terms and conditions apply. Valid birth certificate of B3 or higher required. Allied Irish Banks PLC is an authorised agent and servicer of AIB Mortgage Bank QC in relation to the origination and servicing of mortgage loans and mortgages. Allied Irish Banks PLC and AIB Mortgage Bank QC are regulated by the Central Bank of Ireland.
Get away from it all and stay at the Glendalough Hotel, the only hotel located in the heart of Wicklow's Glacial Valley. With 9 stunning walks starting at our door, get outdoors and work up an appetite. Then kick back in Casey's Bar and Bistro for an evening of a la carte favourites like the juicy strip loin steak, chicken supreme or catch of the day. Book now at glendalughhotel.com. Glendalough Hotel. Comfortable, convenient, captivating.
Have you had a sneak peek into Aqua Tiles lately? While the world was changing, we were busy creating something truly beautiful for you. Explore newly inspired room-style settings, capturing colours, moods and moments from continents afar. Call into Aqua Tiles Rathnew, good for the heart, head and home. Aquatiles.ie.
The Morning Show on East Coast FM with Declan Meehan.
Morning Show at East Coast FM, and our agony aunt Tina Koumarianis is here, and we've some more questions for you, Tina, here.
Okay.
Hi, Tina. I was 16 in June and my parents still don't approve of me drinking alcohol. But when my brother was my age, he was drinking. So, what's the situation there? Some of my friends drink. Do you think this is fair? I don't.
So, basically, a month ago, you were 15. I can't believe it. Are you serious? They won't allow their underage little girl to knock back a shoulder on the sly while breaking the law and possibly getting so legless she doesn't even know the time of day, never mind where she is or who she's with. How very, very cruel of them to deny such easy prey to hopeful youths at the local dance. Get a grip and grow up. Drinking isn't all it's cracked up to be, unless you're particularly fond of hanging over filthy toilets where ladies before you were probably too drunk to be too sure of their aim. Drunken teenage girls are deemed expensive by the young boys they're hoping to attract. Most of these boys of your age aren't working and so are looking for a good return on their pocket money. And you know what that means. Best to have your wits about you. Are you really so daunted by peer pressure or so sheep-like that you really believe it's not possible to have a good time without being out of it? How very, very sad. By the way, in case you didn't grasp it, I'm on your parents' side. There's nothing worse. A kid, I remember dropping my daughter to that teenage disco thing in Donnybrook. And they were, before they even went in, they were sitting on the street, on the curb, knocking back these bottles of booze, and they were out of it. Yeah, and that was before it went in. They went into the place. Yeah.
Well, there was no drinking, Wes. There was no drinking, Wes.
No, there wasn't. They brought it with them.
Yeah. But Wes was a rite of passage.
Well, it was.
But we'll discuss that another day.
Yes, right.
But the thing was, she feels that her brother was 16. He had a drink.
I know, yeah. But I just think that this girl is probably a bit of peer pressure. My friends drink, and can you imagine them all out together? I don't know. Anyway, at the end of the day, tough. You're underage, and you're living in your parents' house. The house rules. It's their decision what you do.
Okay. Listen, look at the time. We'll squeeze in one more.
Okay.
Hello, Tina. My mum is a really lovely person, and I love her very much, but she keeps wearing clothes that are inappropriate, and it's starting to embarrass me. Her tops are always too low cut, and the skirts are always too short. Any suggestions on how I can tell her it's embarrassing without hurting her feelings?
Ah, I am sorry you feel like this, but but you should really give your mum a break. Maybe she likes dressing like this and it makes her feel good. You don't say whether your mother is in a relationship or she's dressing to attract. If she is with someone, maybe that's what he finds attractive. And remember, if he's not getting the look he likes at home, he might just look elsewhere. If your mum needs some clothes guidance, why not pick up a couple of clothing catalogues and go through them with her, or look up Pinterest fashion and hairstyles for women of her age, not necessarily, I mean, just to give you a basics, and suggest the two of you get a makeover, then go on a girl's day out shopping, nothing expensive, go to Penny's or one of those, for things that make you both happy. She might really appreciate the fact you care. You know, enough about her. But, yeah, just tell her you think she could, her wardrobe could do with an update. Don't say you look like a tart. Whatever you do.
Very good. Ask Tina Kay at gmail.com. Here's a survey. 1 in 5 football fans admitted they ditched their team if their partner issued an ultimatum. Wow. Oh. A poll of 2,000 fans found 19% would abandon their favourite Premier League team if their partner threatened to turn off the love. The study by Discovery found Southampton fans were most likely to ditch their beloved Saints if their other half demanded it. But Newcastle followers said they'd be least likely to give in to their parents' demand. That would never arise anyway, would it? I mean, give up your favourite football team if you want this relationship to continue.
Well, if you want to get rid of your partner, it sounds like a wonderful way to do it. Just tell them.
Yeah, so there you go. That's a survey that's out. Okay, Tina, thanks very much indeed.
My pleasure. Thanks, Declan.
A few words were exchanged this morning on the show, there's no doubt.
Yes. Tough love, that's what I believe in. You know, I could tell you what you want to hear, but it's not what I think. So I give it straight from the hip.
Very good. Well, get in touch with Tina Kumari Anderson, and you don't have to spell her name.
No.
It's asktinak@gmail.com.